TNT Radio wants to know what you really think. From COVID-19, the Ukraine conflict, the persecution of Julian Assange, corrupt government, the WEF, digital IDs and digital currency, the Great Reset, the disassembling of the West, and the destruction of the world as we once knew it. Your opinion matters. It's time to get on our soapbox and tell us what you really think at TNTRadio.live. Upload a video, some audio, or drop us a note on TNT Radio's soapbox. Lighting the fuse for freedom. Today's news talk, TNT Radio. You're with Steve Malzberg on today's news talk radio, TNT.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It's 9 p.m. here on the East Coast of the United States on Thursday. Boy, this week has flown by. And of course, you know what day and time it is wherever you are listening to the Steve Malzberg Show. Boy, do we have some news for you. Yeah, you know, the song Little Red Corvette, do-do-do-do-do. Well, I don't know if it's red or not, but there's a Corvette involved in today's news. You may have heard, you may not have heard, but you'll hear. Oh, you'll hear. Just keep it right here. So what has happened today? Well, in no particular order, the Attorney General of the United States, who in my view could not be more tainted, Merrick Garland, has appointed a special counsel to look into the classified documents that have been springing up all over Joe Biden. Remember, it started out that we found out that on November 2nd, the lawyers, we were told, Joe Biden's lawyers, who must make $2,000 an hour if they make a penny, were cleaning out his office at the University of Pennsylvania, the UPenn Biden Center office, and they found classified documents from when he was vice president. So they'd been there for 6 years. That was revelation number one. On the 4th of November, 2 days later, the White House notifies the National Archives that these documents exist. Then we have a midterm election, and nobody, of course, knows any of this. Public doesn't know about it. Might have influenced the midterms. Then on November 9th, the FBI launches an investigation. We found out a lot of this stuff today, like that, for instance. On November 14th, the Department of Justice opened an investigation as to whether or not they should appoint a special counsel to look into how those classified documents got to Joe Biden's UPenn office and stayed there for 6 years. On December 20th, the president's personal counsel informs the Department of Justice and I believe the FBI that, guess what? We found more documents, but not at the UPenn office. No, apparently he keeps his lawyers very busy. I don't know who it was. He didn't say lawyers this time, but somebody was going through boxes in Joe Biden's garage at his Wilmington, Delaware residence. His garage. And they found more classified documents. December 20th. Never mentioned until today. Even though Biden addressed the documents found on November 2nd, on Monday, he read from that statement. Why didn't he then also say, by the way, more documents were found? Nothing. Nothing until today. So on December 20th, that's when those documents were, they were in the FBI. I don't know when they were actually found, but that's when the FBI and the Justice Department was informed by the president's personal counsel that there were more documents. That's where the Corvette comes in case you couldn't figure that out, but you're going to have to wait. On January 5th, Merrick Garland is briefed, and he concludes that a special counsel is needed. January 5th, a week ago. Okay. Today, revelation, another document was found classified in, as Joe Biden would later tell us, in his library at his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, the same location as the aforementioned a garage, except the garage is where you keep Corvettes, and the library apparently is where you would keep books and papers, I would imagine. Okay. So that's what we became aware of today. I want you to hear, I mean, this is just getting really interesting. Remember how it was at the beginning of the week? We played you, you know, the first couple of days of the week, and even yesterday, we played you sound bites from the media downplaying, you know, when we only knew about the first batch of documents. Oh, this is nothing. They cooperated immediately. They turned it right over. There's no comparison to Trump. This is nothing. And of course, the whole point is there were those who were saying Trump should be put to death for treason, not for not cooperating, but for taking the documents. So I don't know. You could say Joe didn't take them. Someone who knew Joe took them. And Joe had them for 6 years. So was there a crime here? It certainly looks like there was a crime. If taking documents, classified documents, is a crime, then this was a crime. Who committed it? I don't know. Joe? Now, interesting. Remember that it was on August 8th of last year that the Mar-a-Lago raid. And by the way, you know, I heard CNN. Every time CNN does this story, they say, and they put up on screen almost immediately, a screenshot, almost immediately, Trump versus Biden, and the comparisons, cooperated fully under Biden, you know, refused to cooperate with the FBI under Trump. It's so ridiculous. And the report of that, and the report that I heard earlier, excuse me, even mentioned, of course, it wasn't a raid. Of course, it wasn't a raid. The FBI and others will tell you it wasn't a raid. It was a served warrant. Okay. So when you show up with weapons and whatever, you know, and all kinds of people with bulletproof vests and whatnot to a former president's home, that's not a raid. What's a raid? What they did to Roger Stone. Another man with no record of violence that I know of, in the middle of the night or very early morning, helicopters, this, that, you know, was that a raid? Please, they don't stop. They never stop. They don't embarrass themselves. They just don't bat an eye. They just keep lying and lying and lying. I'm talking about the media. So it's interesting to note, as I was reminded today by listening to people like Andy McCarthy on Fox, you know, the Trump people did cooperate with the FBI. They did negotiate with the FBI. And, you know, at some point, the FBI just said enough. And then they unannounced raided his Mar-a-Lago home. There were negotiations going on. But anyway, that's neither here nor there at this point. Okay, so let me let you hear Joe Biden, Peter Ducey. God bless Peter Ducey of Fox. He is, remember, he's the one that Biden called the dumb son of a bitch or something like that under his breath, and it got caught on a hot mic. And he asks the best questions. He's just the other day, he said to him, you know, how irresponsible, or he said it to, well, you know, because that's using Biden's own words against him. Biden called Trump's actions irresponsible at the time. And he said, you know, you have all these documents, how irresponsible. It's just, this is even better. This is Ducey to Biden earlier today, this is 136.
Classified material, next year Corvette. What were you thinking?
Let me, I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
So this but anyway, was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette.
You believe this? Of course, he has another card to read from Biden. And here he strayed. He strayed from the card. And he said, and this is how we knew, first of all, so we're supposed to be impressed that these top secret documents, documents are in a garage that's locked? Whose garage isn't locked? What the hell does that mean?
Oh, it was locked.
So he admitted that they were in the garage, and Ducey jumped on it after he said to him, what are you thinking? Which was great. And then he says, So they were in the documents were in the garage. He says, yes. And so was my Corvette. Like, what's wrong with this man? And then he goes to the card and he reads from it. It wasn't easy, you know, looking at words and then saying them, I guess with age becomes a little harder. Here's 137.
As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyer has reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document.
That's wonderful. You know what we should do? We should make a cut that says, as people know, I take top secret documents, put a pause, and then say, seriously. Just play the top of that again until he says seriously on cut 137.
As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
So all you got to do is, as people know, I take classified documents and classified materials seriously. Kind of puts a different meaning on it. But yeah, we know you take them. We know your garage, the UPenn office, the library. Who knows where they'll be found next? Oh, boy. I told you he was having trouble reading the card. Need a new card writer, I guess. But this is interesting, is it not, to say the least? Who knows where next? Now, let me just say something. During the course of the show, you're going to hear the dingbats of The View actually say that these documents could have been planted by Republicans. Now, mind you, Biden has never said that. Biden's attorneys have never said that. No one in the administration has said, well, I don't know how these documents got there. This must be something's wrong. This must be a plant. I never had these documents, or Joe Biden never had these. This is ridiculous. Where are they coming from? They must have been planted by the Republicans. Nobody. But that's what the geniuses on The View came up with. Isn't that wonderful? As I say every night, ABC and Disney, you must be so proud to have those women there sitting there making things up as they go along. It's wonderful. And you're going to hear a U.S. congressman, a Democrat, basically say the same thing. Only he never said Republicans. But interestingly, let me put this out there now. Tucker Carlson has a theory. And I got to tell you, it's not that far-fetched. Tucker Carlson believes that, well, he started by talking about making an analogy between Governor Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, who was forced to resign when women started coming forward left and right out of nowhere saying he acted inappropriately with me. One even said, you know, he touched me, whatever. And Tucker's theory tonight was he outlived his usefulness. He's a white male in his 60s. He was going to run again. They didn't, the powers that be in the party didn't want him anymore. So it was no coincidence that these women came forward. Okay, that's his theory. Then he takes it to Biden. Now follow this. Very interesting. Biden is going to be 82 years old by the time the election rolls around, or just about 82. And he is now saying and hinting, and there's all indications that he's going to run again. And look, I predicted from the beginning that he wouldn't last the term. Not that, God forbid, something would happen to him, but I thought all along the plan was, according to Barack Obama, who pulls the strings, that Joe, you're going to run, you know, we're going to get you the presidency, and then you're going to give it over to Kamala in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, whatever. And now he's saying he's going to run. When Cuomo quit, it went to Kathy Hochul, a woman. Up there in age, but a woman. And now you got a minority and a woman waiting in the wings if only Biden would leave or say he's not running. You also have other people, if he sticks it out and not doesn't run, that would run. So Tucker thinks this is no accident at all. Tucker thinks the powers that be, the people really running the show, are really ticked off that Biden is now saying he's going to run again or is about to say it. And they're here to make sure he is not going to run again. They are ruining it for him. They are making it impossible for him with these document dumps. Who found these all of a sudden? And let me ask you a question. Let me look. I would not knowingly commit a crime. I don't believe I've committed a crime ever. And I don't advocate anybody committing a crime. But what, all of a sudden, Biden's lawyers are finding documents one after the other in one place after the other place, classified documents that have now led to a special counsel being appointed to look into any illegalities committed by Biden. Even some in the left on the media, some are now starting, now that it's been three sets of documents, are starting to get a little antsy and go after Karine Jean-Pierre for her non-answers and ask questions. Maybe Tucker's right. I don't know. It's just strange. It's just strange that this is all happening and they know where to look. You know, they know what boxes to look at. They found one all of a sudden, and now they're looking, and they found more. And now they found more. It is strange. I will say that. I have no idea if Tucker's right, but I would not put it past anybody in that Democrat Party. When I say anybody, I mean those who are actually running the show. They don't want Biden to run again. That's the last thing they want. They want the new blood, the radical leftist new blood. I mean, Biden does what he's told, but they want they would love the laughing hyena, Mamala, for a couple of years, or at least pave the way for the governor of California, Pete Buttigieg, whoever the heck else might run. You got Biden in there, no one's going to run. So, very, very interesting theory by Tucker Carlson. Now, I'll let you hear when we come back some of what Attorney General what the Attorney General of the United States said. I'm like Joe Biden. I'm looking down at my notes and I can't read my notes. Merrick Garland, of course, and others. So don't go away. Steve Malzberg, you're listening to TNT Radio.
George Eliason on TNT Radio.
We're with Karen Hunt talking about her experience with cancel culture. And this is going back to the 90s, so this is actually quite a thing.
I can say that when I found Substack and I started writing, it was the first time that I felt like I belonged somewhere, that I could really say the things that I really wanted to say and no one was going to tell me to shut up. Because forever, people had just been telling me to shut up. I mean, I cannot to this day get something published in mainstream. I think I didn't realize until, you know, all of this started happening, the reasons why I had been canceled. And because I kind of always thought that I was more left-leaning, you know. I think a lot of people kind of woke up to the realization that, wow, I didn't know that this is what it meant to be a liberal. I thought being liberal meant that you know, believed in free speech and you wanted, you know, freedom, and that's just not the case.
That's liberal democracy.
Yeah, exactly.
George Eliason on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Look through your children's eyes and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Steve Malzberg Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, folks, welcome back. Some breaking news. I'm reading this from the dailycaller.com. The daughter of Elvis Presley, Lisa Marie Presley, has died at the age of 54. She suffered from a cardiac arrest. Reportedly, she was rushed to the hospital earlier today after she went into full cardiac arrest. TMZ reported that someone administered epinephrine at least once to help her regain her pulse. Paramedics reportedly performed CPR before she was taken to the hospital. Lisa Marie's mother, Priscilla, put out a statement to People magazine. It is with a heavy heart that I must share this devastating news that my beautiful daughter, Lisa Marie, has left us. Now, 54 years old, called her the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I've ever known. She's asked for privacy. Presley was last seen publicly on Tuesday at the Golden Globes in Beverly Hills, attended with her mother. Lisa Marie and Priscilla were there to show support for actor Austin Butler, who portrayed Elvis in the hit film by the same name, Elvis. And her death comes just days after her father would have turned 88. Now, Presley lost her son, Benjamin, in 2020 at the age of 27 to suicide, and she leaves behind her daughter, Riley, and her young twin daughters. What a tragic story, really. What a terrible, terrible story. But just thought I'd bring it to you. It just came across, and thought it was certainly worth mentioning. All right, let's go to Merrick Garland and his announcement. At about 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time in Washington, of course, here's 1:39. I'm sorry.
On November 9th?
I'm sorry, 1:38.
On the evening of November 4th, 2022, the National Archives Office of Inspector General contacted a prosecutor at the Department of Justice. It informed him that the White House had notified the archives that documents bearing classification markings were identified at the office of the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement, located in Washington, D.C. That office was not authorized for storage of classified documents. The prosecutor was also advised that those documents had been secured in an archives facility.
Okay, so he's taking us through the timeline. We continue now with number 139.
On November 9th, the FBI commenced an assessment consistent with standard protocols to understand whether classified information had been mishandled in violation of federal law. On November 14th, pursuant to Section 600.2B of the Special Counsel Regulations, I assigned U.S. Attorney Lausch to conduct an initial investigation to inform my decision whether to appoint a special counsel. Mr. Lausch has served as a U.S. Attorney in Chicago since 2017. Before that, he spent more than a decade as an assistant U.S. Attorney in that same office. I selected him to conduct the initial investigation because I was confident his experience would ensure that it would be done professionally and expeditiously.
Okay, now we shoot ahead to when more documents were found. 140.
On December 20th, President Biden's personal counsel informed Mr. Lausch that additional documents bearing classification markings were identified in the garage of the president's private residence in Wilmington, Delaware. President Biden's counsel informed Mr. Lausch that those documents were among other records from the period of the president's service as vice president. The FBI went to the location and secured those documents. On January 5th, 2023, Mr. Lausch briefed me on the results of his initial investigation and advised me that further investigation by a special counsel was warranted. Based on Mr. Lausch's initial investigation, I concluded that, under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
And that special counsel is Robert Herr. Here's 141.
In the days since, while Mr. Lausch continued the investigation, the department identified Mr. Herr for appointment as special counsel. This morning, President Biden's personal counsel called Mr. Lausch and stated that an additional document bearing classification markings was identified at the president's personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware.
Everybody knows I take classified documents seriously. Okay, here's more from the Attorney General of the United States, 142.
Earlier today, I signed an order appointing Robert Herr as special counsel for the matter I've just described. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter. The special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, but he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department. Mr. Herr has a long and distinguished career as a prosecutor. In 2003, he joined the department's criminal division, where he worked on counterterrorism, corporate fraud, and appellate matters. From 2007 until 2014, Mr. Herr served as an assistant U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland, where he prosecuted matters ranging from violent crime to financial fraud. In 2017, Mr. Herr rejoined the department as the principal associate deputy attorney general. In 2018, he was nominated and confirmed to serve as a U.S. attorney for the District of Maryland. As U.S. attorney, he supervised some of the department's more important national security, public corruption, and other high-profile matters. I will ensure that Mr. Herr receives all the resources he needs to conduct his work.
And one more from the Attorney General, 143.
As I have said before, I strongly believe that the normal processes of this department can handle all investigations with integrity. But under the regulations, the extraordinary circumstances here require the appointment of a special counsel for this matter. This appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters, and to making decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law. I am confident that Mr. Herr will carry out his responsibility in an even-handed and urgent manner and in accordance with the highest traditions of this department.
Okay, so there you have it. He then walked away. and took no questions. You didn't expect him really to take questions. So very interesting. We'll get some reaction in a second. But you really, I mean, this again, when knowing what we know about how people could be targeted, knowing what we know about how they went after Trump with fallacies. I'm not talking about the documents. I'm talking about the whole Russiagate, the whole dossier, you know, everything else. And then the lies about the Hunter Biden laptop. And then, you know, and again, government agencies involved in that. Do you put anything past someone's ability, whether it's Barack Obama or someone's ability to say, we got to drive Biden out of he cannot be running. He cannot be running. We've known for years where these documents are. Let's do this. Who knows? Who knows? You think Biden even knows? I don't think Biden even knows. I don't think he knows much at all. I think we've been through that. I think that's pretty obvious. But something, and by the way, you know who had access to the locked garage? Well, according to Philip Wegman at Real Clear Politics, Hunter Biden accessed the garage where his dad kept his Corvette. And by coincidence, classified documents. That's right. It can't get any better than this. Wegman writes that Hunter Biden, who's under federal criminal investigation for tax fraud and who the Republicans plan to subpoena in regard to his foreign business dealings, did have access to the garage, at least according to earlier statements made by Biden. As vice president in 2016, Biden and his Corvette appeared in the season premiere of CNBC's Jay Leno's Garage Show, showing off the classic that was a wedding present from his father. Biden told Leno that his sons had restored the vehicle to showroom condition. It's like a 1960-something Corvette, apparently. My two sons, Beau, who passed away, and my son, Hunter, decided as a Christmas gift to have the engine rebuilt for me. So there you go. Access to the garage, access to the Corvette, by extension, access to the documents. Who the heck knows? Now, this was the first I've heard of anybody bringing this up. And you wonder, because I assume that these people have meetings, you know, pre-show meetings, at least a little bit. They have producers, I guess, who do some research on topics and make notes or tell the dimwits things. Again, whether the hosts are repeating what they're told or they, you know, make it up as they go along or a little of both, I don't know. But somewhere, somebody came up with the theory on The View, whether before or on the spot, that
this sounds like the Republicans planted these documents.
So we're going to do 135, then we're going to go to 148, then we're going to go to 149 and 150 and 151. 35, 48 to 51. So here are the gals. It's Behar, it's Whoopi, it's Sunny. That's not her real name. Here they are, the geniuses of The View, 135.
I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him, but you know somehow documents appear.
But here's the thing. Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office for 40 years.
Let's find out what this is first. Now, again, one of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun a specific way. I don't want to see that. I want to see someone explain to me, A, how is possible that after all this time, nobody knew this? Because to me, if you're missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing, I know it's
messy.
Does
it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
It's not.
It did originally, but I'm sorry. But not now.
Okay, and then she goes on to give some weird explanation. But it did originally. Oh, yeah. Originally, it felt like the Republicans did it. Now, she just said we shouldn't jump to conclusions. We should wait and see what happens. You know, what did happen? We need to wait and see. But originally, it felt like the Republicans did it. You see, they contradict themselves as easily as they breathe. Now. I want you to listen to Democratic Congressman from Georgia, Hank Johnson, speaking to a Fox reporter. She caught him on the street and she asked him about this whole situation. And here is cut 148.
My response to it all is that alleged classified documents showing up allegedly in the possession of Joseph Biden. There's so much that needs to be investigated, and that's what I call for, is for everything to be investigated. But I'm suspicious of the timing of it. I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people, places and things can be planted. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently. That may be what has occurred here. I'm not ruling that out, but I'm open in terms of the investigation needs to be investigated.
All right. He did not say Republicans, which is better than the View people. Maybe he watched The View and that's where he got it from. I have no idea. But then again, it's not far. It's kind of what Tucker Carlson, as I mentioned earlier, is insinuating or even saying is highly likely. Not that they were planted necessarily, but, well, maybe they were, or someone who knew they were there decided, you know, it was time, or maybe someone put them there and decided it was time. Who knows? Who knows? In other words, this could have been an insurance policy against Joe Biden running again. You know, because he might have agreed. Let's say he agreed way back during the primaries when everybody dropped out all of a sudden and Joe basically got the nomination. Maybe he agreed at the time, Joe, no more than one term. And, you know, you're probably going to leave within 2 or 3 years. Okay. And now he's like, what are you talking about? This is no joke. It's not hyperbole. What do you mean? My son died in Iraq. I went to Delaware State. You know, well, what are you talking about? I grew up in the black church. Who do you think you're talking to? I mean, maybe he has no clue. My father told me to give my uncle the Purple Heart when I became vice president. You know, maybe it's one of those things. He doesn't remember cutting a deal. And now they're saying, whoa, we can't have this. He'll run again. What's Mamala going to do? Poor Mamala. Yes, she'll have to laugh all alone in the house. She needs an audience for her laughter, her cackling. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So it's going to get good. I don't know if that's the case, if we'll ever find out. If that Tucker theory is correct. I don't know what they're going to come up with. I don't know how they're going to show who took the documents. But there's a good case for, whether it's true or not, that Biden took them. If they're in Biden's office in D.C. and they're in Biden's garage and library in Wilmington, who goes to all those places? I'm just saying, I have no idea, and I don't think anybody does at this point, but it's getting very, very interesting. I'll let you know when I feel sorry for Biden, because if this is the case, I will feel sorry for him. And if this is the case, if Tucker Carlson's theory ever proved to be true, I said proved to be true, beyond a reasonable doubt, if what Tucker speculated that this is all inside the Democrat Party. This is to ruin Joe, to make sure he does not run again, hold this over his head, make it impossible, and it's being orchestrated, then we have no country left. Then what's left? I mean, they were able to run Donald Trump out of town. And now if they're doing this, the other side is doing this, or the same side, if the same side is doing it to one of their own, then what's left? But again, if prove, those are the two important words. And of course, so far, nothing has been proven. All right, we'll come back. Steve Malzberg on a very, very interesting news day. Every day is an interesting news day, but sometimes the news is a little more spectacular and real and spectacular than other days. Steve Malzberg on TNT Radio.
With his expert analysis and opinion,
this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
The federal government is being run as a criminal enterprise. Don't believe me? Just look at who the IRS has been auditing for the last 10 years and who they haven't been. Look at who FBI's been arresting in pre-dawn raids with CNN cameras already outside and who they haven't been. And look and see who DOJ has been indicting and prosecuting and who they haven't been. 10% for the big guy? Nothing to see there. Burisma? Hunter's laptop? Clearly Russian disinformation. The Rona? Absolutely fine. Take your jab. You won't get it, man. Come on. It's all predicated on a lie. The double standard is disgusting. But you know what they say about Democrats? If they didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
You only put your son to bed 1 hour ago and he's woken up saying his tummy really hurts and he's got a temperature. You're worried. The 111 person you normally speak to isn't available. The surgery's closed. It's not an emergency, but you're not sure what to do. Then you remember the new free 24-hour NHS number, 111. They assess you and direct you straight away to the medical help you need. Your 111 relieved mum.
If it's not a 999 emergency, but you need medical help fast, there's now 111 number to call. When it's less urgent than 999, call 111. Now available on the Isle of Wight.
Steve Malzberg on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, we are back. I will remind you to follow me on Twitter at Steve M Talk, Facebook.com/Steve M Talk, Instagram Steve M Talk. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everybody. The website the YouTube channel Steve M Talk, and the website is SteveMTalk.com. It's all Steve M Talk all the time. Okay, so I played you yesterday Ed O'Keefe of CBS getting into a confrontation with Karine Jean-Pierre. You know what makes her blinking even worse? She wears this I don't know what it's called. It's not eyeliner. Eye makeup on the eyeball, on the eyelid, which covers the eyeball when you blink. She wears the I don't usually describe the eye. So, but she wears this and it's usually bright in color, like fluorescent of some sort. And today it was almost orange, orange fluorescent type thing. And when she blinks, and she blinks a lot and puts her head down, oh my God, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. You see those eyelids flashing. It's just so unbecoming and it's so unprofessional because she blinks so much and she reads and it's just so bad. It really is so bad. And she doesn't answer questions and she repeats the same thing over and over, especially with this topic of the documents. So Ed O'Keefe and her went at it a little on Wednesday, and now they have another confrontation or situation today on Thursday. So here's 149.
What was the president trying to say when he referenced his Corvette earlier today? Because it sounded like he was implying that because his garage is a safe place for his car, the documents were safe. And therefore, if it was safe for the car, it was safe for the documents. Is that what he meant?
Look, I
I'm going to just leave his statement as is. I think your colleague was having a back and forth with the president. You can read the transcript of what was asked of him and why he responded that way. I'm just not going to get into specifics.
He's not going to get into specifics. She wouldn't even answer the question. Was the president implying that when he said his garage is locked and his Corvette is there, that it's a secure location? Wouldn't the answer be, of course not? Of course he wasn't implying that. I'm just going to reread the statement. I'm not going to get into specifics. Why? Why? And then she always has some cockamamie answer. Well, there's an investigation going on, or I'm not going to get into politics, or the president addressed that. Just answer a question. Now, back to Peter Doocy, who asked that great, great question earlier of President Biden about the documents in the garage. So here we have Doocy with Karine Jean-Pierre, and they have a couple of give and takes. So let's go to 150.
Thank you, Karine. Another one on GarageGate. What is the White House trying to hide?
Nothing.
Someone gave the president a statement to read on Tuesday that was incomplete at best, misleading at worst. Who?
So I have read out the president's statement. I have read it out yesterday and what he said. He said that he respects or he takes classified information and documents very seriously. That's what he said. He said that he did not know that the records were there. He does not know what's in them. He said that. You heard from him directly on this. And his team has been cooperating fully, fully. And not only that, again, I'll say this, the Attorney General said this himself, that he heard from the team shortly after. So we have laid out what has occurred here. You've heard from the White House counsel. I just read the statement from his lawyer. And again, we take this very seriously, and the president does as well.
That she keeps repeating that over and over. So we said, who wrote that misleading statement for the president? I've read the statement to you. I'll read it to you again. The president takes classified documents seriously. I mean, it's just a clown show. It is a clown show. Every time she's asked a question, not just on this, you can almost excuse it if it was just this. Like I told you over and over, does the president, all Doocy questions, does the president favor any restrictions on abortion? The president, despises what the Republicans are doing to a woman's body, a woman's right. Answer the question. Nope, she won't. Did the president lie to the American public when he stated unequivocally that he has never spoken to his son Hunter about any business dealings? She wouldn't answer that one either. She just doesn't answer. So here's more. Next question from Peter Doocy to Karine Jean-Pierre. Cut number... I'll find it here. 151.
When will the White House release a log of visitors to the Wilmington House?
Peter, you've asked this question, or as your colleagues have asked this question before. Let's not forget what we did here in this White House. We instituted something that the last administration got rid of, which is putting out the White House, making sure that there was a White House log, extensive White House log, so the American people got to see.
House where again, there is potentially again, unsecured, well, classified material.
Again, I am telling you, we did something that the last administration got rid of, which is instituting the White House logs. Did you ask the last administration why they got rid of the White House logs? Okay, let's go. Let's go. Well, did Fox did? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Wow. See, she won't ask. When will we see the visitors logs to the Wilmington, Delaware home where the documents were laying in the garage and in the library? Well, when we came into office, we reinstituted White House visitor logs, which the previous administration got rid of. Did you ask them why they got rid of it? Well, no, but what are you going to do about, why would I, are you going to ask them, I'm asking you, when are you going to give us the logs to the place where there have been unsecure classified documents sitting? And that's when she went, next. She's a real piece of work. She's not good at her job. This is not good at her job. This is bad at her job. She's an activist. She was an activist. We had Rick Santorum, the former senator from Pennsylvania, on this show tell us that when they were both on CNN together, she would keep it going after the cameras was off. She was very agitated, very mean, not nice. And she used to be on MSNBC. Don't forget, she accused Trump of that election being fixed when Trump won. She's an activist. That's who she is. And she bats her eyes a lot. Also, black lesbian, which, come on, that's the ultimate. Here on Fox, Brett Baer weighing in after the attorney general spoke, number 145.
This is big news. And as Jonathan Turley said, it was expected because the attorney general was backed into a corner here. If you're going to have a special counsel on the former president's documents at Mar-a-Lago, this would have to be. And that's what it is. It is now an investigation that deals with the mishandling of classified information. Now, to Jonathan's point earlier, he could have done a special counsel for the Hunter Biden investigation as well, but that's in the hands of a U.S. attorney in Delaware. What this does do politically for the White House is Karine Jean-Pierre will now be able to say that is in the hands of a special counsel and we have nothing to comment on as that investigation continues. So she didn't have much to say yesterday. She'll have less to say about it today.
And he was right. This was before her press conference. It was after the attorney general spoke. And as you heard yourself, for yourself, she had less to say today. she's not going to have anything more to say beyond what we heard today, which is absolutely nothing. Now, John Roberts on Fox asked Martha McCallum a question. Cut 146.
Peter Ducey, Martha, asked the president the question this morning. What were you thinking having classified documents stored in a garage in your home in Wilmington beside your Corvette? He seemed to sort of downplay the whole idea, saying, well, the Corvette was in a locked garage and it's not like the documents were sitting out in the street. But according to the rules for hanging on to classified and SCI documents, there really is no difference between them being in a locked garage or out in the street. They're either in a secure location or they're not.
Yeah, that was an interesting response. I doubt that was on the card that he brought in terms of what he wanted to read here, because he seemed to be suggesting that the Corvette is just as precious as any documents, you know, and he takes good care of both of them. They're all locked up and that isn't anything to worry about.
Yeah, well, it wasn't on the card, that's for sure. Here's one more, cut 145. I'm sorry, 147.
It's also very interesting because now you've got this flip of where this, you know, who this is an investigation of. Because as Jonathan Turley pointed out, you heard the president say, you know, my attorney said, you know, I shouldn't really even ask what's in the documents that they found. I mean, one should assume that he knows what's in the documents that they found. These were selected for some reason to be separated out from the rest of the group and included in the documents that he kept in his garage and also at the Penn Center. So now the president is the subject, and the documents that he took are the subject of this investigation. And we'll see how it plays out.
Yep, we will see how it plays out. But I just can't get Tucker's theory out of my head. I really can't. How did this happen? How did this happen at this crucial time when most insiders will tell you that the president is planning on running again, close to an announcement? I mean, it's going to be February of 2023. And now this hits all of a sudden out of the blue, out of nowhere, because his lawyers were cleaning out his office. And bingo. And then they find more. And then they find more. And anybody want to lay money that they're going to find more? I think it's, again, until it's proven, it's nothing but a theory. But I think it's a very interesting theory that if it turned out to be the case that the Democrats, whoever's running the show, are trying to sabotage a Biden running again by doing this or exposing this or whatever the is going on, I wouldn't be surprised. I would have been surprised if you'd asked me about this 10 years ago, but we live in a different country, or maybe we've found out the kind of country we've been living in when it comes to things being taken care of, if you know what I mean. All right, folks, tomorrow is Friday. See you, God willing. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. Be here on TNT Radio.